I never said there was no collusion between the campaign or between people in the campaign.
Yes,
I have,
you have
no idea if the, I have not. I said the president of the United States. There is not a single bit of evidence the president of the United States committed the only crime you could commit here, conspired with the Russians to hack the DNC.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, January 17th, 2019. Welcome to day 728. Rudy Giuliani claimed that he never said there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. In a remarkable interview with CNN's Chris Cuomo on Wednesday night, Giuliani argued that he had only ever said that Trump himself had not colluded with Russia during the 2016 election, leaving open the possibility that campaign aides could have colluded.
I never said there was no collusion between the campaign or between people in the campaign.
Yes,
I have
you
no idea if there, I have not. I said the president of the United States. There is not a single bit of evidence the president of the United States committed the only crime you could commit here, conspired with the Russians to hack the DNC.
First of all, crime is not the bar of accountability for a president. It's about what you knew, what was right and what was wrong, and what did you deceive about. Those are going to be major considerations.
The president did not.
He said nobody had any contact. Tons of people had contact. Nobody colluded. The guy running his campaign,
he didn't say
nobody, was working on an issue at the same time as the convention.
He said he didn't. He didn't say nobody. How would you know that nobody in your campaign?
He actually did say that, Rudy. He said nobody, and then he said, as far as I know.
And if he said that, he said it in a... Well, as far as he knows, that's true.
Trump himself has tweeted at least 13 times directly saying there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and Giuliani has done the same a number of times himself. Hours later, Giuliani backtracked his no collusion claim, saying that he has, quote, no knowledge of any collusion by any of the thousands of people who worked on the campaign, end quote. Giuliani's statement added, quote, there was no collusion by President Trump in any way, shape, or form, end quote. Meanwhile, Trump directed Michael Cohen to hire a company to rig CNBC and Drudge Report online polls in his favor. Cohen then stiffed John Gauger, who owns Redfinch Solutions, the company that rigged the polls. Gauger went to Trump Tower in early 2015 to collect the $50,000 he was owed for the work, but Cohen instead apparently gave him a blue Walmart bag containing between $12,000 and $13,000 in cash, as well as a boxing glove that Cohen said had been worn by a Brazilian mixed martial arts fighter. Cohen disputed that he handed over a bag of cash, but confirmed that he had hired Redfinch Solutions, adding in a tweet that, quote, what I did was at the direction of and for the sole benefit of @RealDonaldTrump at POTUS, end quote. Gauger said he never received the rest of what he was owed. However, in early 2017, Cohen received a $50,000 reimbursement from Trump and his company for the Redfinch work. Meanwhile, the Trump administration separated thousands more migrant children from their parents at the U.S. border than previously reported, and whether or not they've been reunified is unknown, according to a report released by the Inspector General for the Department of Health and Human Services. Before the administration officially implemented its zero-tolerance policy in the spring of 2018, which forcibly separated more than 3,000 children, the staff at the Department of Health and Human Services had noted a sharp increase in the number of children who were separated from a parent or guardian. And finally, Trump canceled Nancy Pelosi's planned trip to Belgium, Egypt, and Afghanistan in retaliation for her threats to cancel his planned State of the Union address. Trump called it a public relations event. Military transport is typically provided to the House Speaker for foreign trips, but Trump instead called on Pelosi to remain in Washington during the shutdown, but of course she is welcome to make the trips on commercial flights. And in the polls, NPR says 39% of respondents approve of the job Trump is doing as president, down from 42% approval last month. Since December, Trump's approval is down 18 percentage points among suburban men, down 13 points among white evangelicals, down 10 points among Republicans, and down 8 points among white men without a college degree. PBS says 57% of voters say they would definitely vote against Trump in 2020, 30% say they plan to vote for Trump, and an additional 13% said they have no idea who they'll vote for. And now to the notables. One, Betsy DeVos is recovering in a wheelchair after breaking her pelvis and hip socket in a bicycling accident. DeVos described her recovery as very painful. Two, the Trump Organization requested and received at least 192 visas for foreign workers in 2018, according to Department of Labor data. This is the highest year for the company going back till at least 2008. 3, the Trump administration called extending disaster funding for Puerto Rico's food stamp program, quote, excessive and unnecessary, end quote, after the House passed a measure that would have provided the island with $600 million in disaster relief funding. 4, a woman from Belarus who claimed to have recordings showing contacts between Trump campaign officials and Russians was detained at a Moscow airport on prostitution allegations. Anastasia Vasukovich had been deported from Thailand earlier in the day after spending 9 months in prison on charges of conspiracy and soliciting prostitution. And 5, more than 130 Republicans joined House Democrats in opposing a Treasury Department plan to lift sanctions against companies controlled by a Putin ally. Senate Republicans narrowly blocked a similar measure yesterday that would have actually blocked the removal of the sanctions. Oleg Deripaska, the Putin ally in question, is a Russian oligarch with ties to Paul Manafort. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.
The amount of false reporting about this case is despicable.